Let us pray. God, we give you thanks Breathe on me. Breathe on all of us. Lead us at this time as we listen to your word, as we come before your word. Speak to us. Speak into us. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you have been to Vegas? Wow, very few of you. How many of you have been to a casino? Wow, we're in a very holy place. Well, I have been to a casino numerous times, actually. Every time I go to a casino, it's actually quite an interesting experience because you see all these people, all sorts of people, regardless of gender, ethnicity, religion, they're all sitting there. They're all sitting there. And some people look like they're having fun, and some people look like they're not really having that much fun. One day, I was just walking around the table, and if you ever go to Vegas, you know that it's almost impossible not to step into a casino, because if you want to go from place A to place B, the only way, the straightest path to get there is through the casino. I was walking past the roulette table, and I, in the corner of my eye, I caught something that was kind of funny. This person was placing a bet on both red and black. 5 chips on red, 5 chips on black. And I thought, that was pretty weird. So I stood there for a while and tried to see how long this would go. So the wheel would shuffle and go around, and every time this person would put 5 on red, 5 on black, and he would always get 10 back. Next round, 5-5, he would get 10 back. 5-5, he'd get 10 back. Thank God there was no 0 or 0-0 during the time I was standing watching this person play. I was thinking, what is he thinking? What is this person thinking? And then I thought for a while longer, and I think I kind of get it. See, this way, he could sit at the table for almost as long as he wanted and not lose a lot of money. He could enjoy Vegas. He could enjoy the free drinks. He could enjoy being at the table. And if he had a player's card, maybe he could even get some comps while not losing a lot of money. Now that I think about it, this person was pretty smart. He was trying to game the system. Now, I wonder if the sower in this parable was thinking the same thing. Because this sower wasn't putting it on black and red, but this person was putting one on black, on red, on zero, and double zero. See, if you put it on black and red, the probability of you getting your money back is something close to 49.2%. No, so 49.2% is the return. So your return is almost 99%. I don't know, some of you might be better mathematicians than I am. But if you put it on 0, 0, 0, black and red, your return is 25%, or a little less than that. Now I know for some of you who don't, have never gone to Vegas, who have never gone to a casino, you won't understand what I'm saying. What the sower is doing is the sower is wasting resources. The sower is going around just throwing seeds wherever he goes. Jesus says the parable this way. The sower is going down a path, and he just starts throwing seeds at it. And so the birds come and eat it. The sower continues to go, and he goes on rocky ground, and he throws some seeds on it. And of course, the seed goes, it grows, but there's not enough soil, so it quickly springs up, and it quickly dies when the sun comes out. Next, the sower throws it on a bunch of thorns. Now, the plants do grow, but they get choked by the thorns. And then the sower goes and throws it on nice agricultural soil that we have a lot of here in Ontario. And the plant grows. It's a bumper crop, 30 times, 60 times, 100 times. The question that I have to ask while I'm reading this text is this. What was the motive in putting seeds in the other soils other than good soil? Now remember, here the Bible is pretty straightforward in saying it's a sower. The Bible is pretty clear in saying that this person was not a mathematician, that this person wasn't a tax collector, this person wasn't some fisherman, but this person was a sower. He was a gardener. Like, he knew his stuff. He knew that if he throws seed on rocky grounds, that he's not going to get a crop. It's not like he did not know. He knew. So the question that we have to ask again is, what was the sower thinking? Why be wasteful? Why waste your seeds? Do you just happen to be the richest man alive that you can just throw away seeds, that you can just throw away money? If that person's the case, they're always welcome at my home. Why would the sower do this? Some biblical scholars say, well, if you actually think about it, back in the days in the Middle East where Jesus lived in Israel, it was really hard to tell the difference between a road and a field. Because it's not like where we have it today where we have pavements where people walked. You just walked everywhere. You walked on fields, you walked on grass. Wherever you walked, that was land. And wherever there was land, you could grow crops. That's just the way life is. So in many ways, what the sower was doing was nothing out of the ordinary. Just kind of walking down the aisle. Here you go, have some soil. Here you go, have some seeds. But is there something else to this story that we're missing? I think we can find the answer in Jesus' explanation to the parable. And Jesus' explanation of the parable goes something like this. It says, to the seed that fall on roads, it's like the person who hears the word and does not understand it. For the people who are on rocky grounds, it's here the person who hears the word and immediately has joy, but endures for only a while until trouble strikes. For the seed that fall on thorny grounds, it's the person that hears the word, but lures and the wealth of this world chokes the word and yields nothing. Good soil is the one who hears and who understands, just like all of you, and bears fruit 30 times, 60 times, and 100 times. So here I am, standing here on the podium at Kingsway Lambton, asking you, who are you? Of course we're all good soil. You're here on Sunday morning during the summer. You're all good soil. But what does this text really have to speak to us? I think it's really important to note what exactly Jesus did. Jesus says, yes, the three different types of places where the seed fell, they're not the ones that will receive the word. The good soil are the people that will receive the word. In fact, if I were to turn the clocks 30 years, when I was in Sunday school, I remember hearing from Sunday school, that's why we have to be good soil, so God can bless us 30 times or 60 times, 100 times. But if we actually look at the Bible, look at who Jesus spends time with. Look at who Jesus spends all his time with. Is it with the good soil? Don't you find it really interesting that if Jesus was the smart person that we all think he was, If Jesus was the perfect person that we all think he was, shouldn't Jesus preach to the good soil? With the limited time that he had, with the limited resources that he had, wouldn't it have been a more effective ministry if he had just spoken to the people who would listen and yield crops? It's a question that preachers ask themselves every week. Are we preaching to good soil? After all, the parable of the sower is about listening. But no, that's not what Jesus did. It's weird. But Jesus chose to be with the sinners. Jesus chose to preach to the sinners. Not preach and say, "You are a bad sinner." But chose to share the good news, chose to share the message of love, chose to love the sinners, the tax collectors, the marginalized, the oppressed, the refugees, the homeless, the ones who don't have any choice but to be bad soil because of their everyday needs. A lot of times, we can go and say, "Oh, why is that person bad soil?" I remember talking to a friend. We're going down the street. And this person says, "Moses, you know Toronto has a lot of homeless people." And I said, "Yes, I know. I used to live on Yonge and Bloor." And he said, "The number one biggest reason why there's so many homeless people in the city of Toronto, it's because they don't have first and last month's rent." It was fascinating to hear that, because that was around the time when I was moving into this new apartment, and I had to pay 2.5 times worth the rent that I had to go in, because I wanted to go in a few days earlier, and it was a lot of money. See, a lot of people are not good soil, not because they choose to be bad soil, but they don't have a choice. Their everyday needs forces them to have other needs in front of being good soil. When I look at this parable of the sower, it's not talking about the odds. It's not talking about the probability. It's not talking about marketability or ROI. It's not about how wise one makes decision. It's not even about the success of decisions that we make. It's really, really, really simple, because it's all about grace. It is all about grace. And it's about the persistence of the one who chooses not to stop. I started with talking about Vegas. I have another Vegas story to share with you. My father has a friend. He's a minister in a Korean church in Vegas. Now, he shares many, many interesting stories. It's not a very, very big church. It's probably the church the size of our chapel. They have roughly 50 people to 100 people, depending on how many people are gambling that weekend. Isn't it funny? So most of the regular attendees there are dealers at the casino. And all the visitors are people from Los Angeles who are there to spend the weekend. One day, one of the elders, who's also a dealer at the casino, comes to him and says, "Pastor, our casino is getting rid of all of our carpets. I was wondering whether we can use the new carpet because it's only 6 months old." So I didn't know this, but in casinos in Vegas, they used to change carpets every 6 months because of the smell or... Anyways, so this dealer comes to the pastor and says, "The casino will pay for new carpets, bring in all new carpets. Will you take it?" So my father's friend thought about it and really prayed it for about 2 days and said, "No, I can't take that." Anyways, he always has the most interesting stories to share about ministry in Las Vegas. But this one really fit in. Because my father's friend, he was a really, really good preacher. I really enjoyed his preaching every time I went. And so one day, a visitor came to his church, sat through the service, and after the service, you know, people are coming down, shaking the preacher's hand. I says, "Preacher, why are you preaching this great message in Vegas? I mean, wouldn't it be more effective if you preached in Los Angeles, where people would really hear your word? I mean, all the people that come hear your word, they're just going to hear it, and off they go back to the casino to gamble or to deal. I mean, wouldn't it be so much nicer if you got to preach to a congregation that would truly, truly listen, just like Kingsway Lambton?" The answer that this preacher gave really stuck with me. He said, "I only preach because of God's grace. I only preach because God instills a message in me. Once I preach, it's up to God. Doesn't matter who the audience is." It doesn't matter who listens. It doesn't matter what soil it is. To the sower who is throwing out these seeds, it doesn't matter what soil he's throwing it at. As a gardener, it makes no sense. As an economist, it makes very little sense. As a person who does business, it makes awful sense. The return on investment is minus. You don't do this. But that's not why the sower sows the seed. It's because whatever return you may get from the seeds being thrown out, the love of the Father is so great. It is so greater than that. My brothers and sisters here at Kingsway Lambton United Church, God is not like the person that's sitting in the casino putting chips on black and red, hoping that that person gets to stay there for a long time. God's love chooses not to break even. God's love does not do it because the return on investment is so much greater. Because if that's what God was about, if that was what the heart of the sower was about, then Jesus would have never come, because that would have been a horrible investment. God does it because God chooses to never stop, despite the odds, against the odds, whatever the return or the investment is. God's love chooses not to stop. Not because God has an endless supply and God is so super rich that God can just open his barn and get rid of all the seeds that it'll become full again, although that is true. God chooses to sow the seed wherever God goes because God cannot stop. Because God cannot stop. Because God cannot go and simply say, "Okay, this is fertile soil, so I am going to put seeds in here." God's love just continues to give and give and give and give. I find it really, really interesting that Jesus ends the parable by saying, "All who have ears, let them hear." God's love continues to go out. As a gardener, it is hard to think, would a road ever become fertile soil? Would a thorny patch ever become fertile soil? Would rocky grounds ever become fertile soil? Well, as a gardener, you can do all that. You can go to Home Depot, you can get soil, you can put it back on. But the point is, it's not about that. It's about trying to understand the heart of the sower. The heart of the sower wasn't there to change rocky grounds into fertile grounds. The heart of the sower was to just throw seeds everywhere. As you go out into the world, there are times when we want to change the world, when we want to change the world for Jesus Christ. We want to change the world so that the love of God abounds. But I wonder whether we can take a little bit of what Scripture has to say to us. Just continue to throw the seeds wherever you go. Continue to share the love of Christ wherever you go. You may think it's a bad investment, but if we call ourselves Christians and following the walk of Jesus Christ, maybe there's an investment and a return of it that we'll never understand that is so much greater than our understanding. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks on this morning for the heart of the sower. Because the sower chooses not to choose. The sower doesn't simply choose to look at fertile ground. But despite our problems, despite our limitations, you throw the seed at all of us. And God, for that we give you thanks. God, we see the life of Jesus Christ who chose to walk and sow to non-fertile ground, to thorny grounds, to the sinners, to the tax collectors. Because you wouldn't judge. God, allow us throughout this week as we go out into the world, allow us to be sowers of your love. Allow us to share your love wherever we go, whether that is in our workplaces, our schools, our homes, our neighborhoods. And we ask that you give it water, that you give it sunlight, that you give it energy and breath for it to grow. We ask of this in Jesus' name. Amen.